The person in charge of helping foreign electricity companies navigate in Mexico is an American, Chicago-born Jeff Pavlovic. He's managing director of electric industry coordination at SENER, Mexico's energy secretariat.
You have more need to diversify your sources, and that makes trade in electricity more valuable, more important.
Examples? The Frontera combined cycle plant in Mission, Texas. It sends all the electricity it generates, 100%, to Mexico. It's owned by New York-based private equity firm Blackstone. On the West Coast, San Diego-based Sempra Energy is bringing in wind-generated electricity for the California grid from Baja California. And that's just the beginning, says Mexican Energy Undersecretary Cesar Hernandez Ochoa. He's now focused on upgrading electricity exchanges between Arizona and the Mexican state of Sonora.
This year, we're starting to build a stronger interconnection between Nogales, Sonora, and Nogales, Arizona. In a more efficient world, we would see that happening all across the border.
The cost of making electricity in the U.S. has fallen over the last 12 months, while in Mexico, electric power is expensive and often unreliable. Most power plants here are fired by coal and fuel oil, and they're more costly to run. On average, residential electricity rates for Mexicans are 25% higher than in the United States. That gives U.S. electricity companies a price advantage for sales here, something that Mexico City resident Jose Avino knows all about.
Si Texas nos da la luz un poco más económica, yo la compraría, eh?
If Texas gives us electricity more cheaply, I'd buy it, he says. But President Trump's words about Mexico concern all kinds of people in energy. Jose Maria Lujambio is an attorney who works with U.S. electricity companies looking to enter the Mexican market.
It's easier to build transmission lines without walls.
He's skeptical an expanded border wall will become a reality, but he has other fears.
Even more than the physical wall, the political wall and the economic interests at stake are very big.
Another take from energy consultant Jimmy Glotfelty in Houston. He formerly worked for President George W. Bush.
I'm a little bit fearful that the protectionist attitudes in Washington may make it even harder to flow additional energy to the South.
But he and others still dream of expanded cross-border electricity trade. Mexican electricity reforms also an opportunity for cheaper electricity in the U.S.
You'd be able to share the lowest cost resource, which might be hydro, coming from Central America, instead of using something right here in Texas that may be more expensive, we could use that. That's only going to happen if you have an integrated grid.
That's Jeff Pavlovic's dream as well. He's the one coordinating between American and Mexican electricity companies. Although small-scale electricity sharing's taken place on the border since the 1900s, Pavlovic sees a future unified Mexico-U.S. electric grid with daily large-scale import and exports of power.
What is ongoing, what is lasting and sustainable, is linking the two systems.
In addition to electricity, U.S. natural gas exports to Mexico are slated to nearly double in the next 2 years. The gas will power new, cleaner-burning power plants here. But the advantages of this are not confined to Mexico, because growing energy exports to Mexico represent thousands of American jobs. I'm Lorne Madelon in Mexico City.